This is Passport to Texas. In the 1800s, an annual competition called the Side Hunt pitted teams of hunters against one another to see who could bag the most feathered and furry things. With growing conservation consciousness, the Side Hunt evolved into the Christmas Bird Census in 1900, and eventually into the Christmas Bird Count, where the only thing people kill nowadays is a thermos of coffee.
We are now in the 115th year, which makes it the longest-running citizen science project in the world, which is pretty impressive, and it started right here in the U.S.
Cliff Shackelford is a non-game ornithologist with Texas Parks and Wildlife.
You go out into a fixed area and count birds. And the neat thing is, if you stick with that area like you should, and you do it for 10, 20, 30, 40 years, you can start seeing trends.
And trend spotting is the real value of the bird count.
Those counts that are very old, that have 40 plus years of data, we can start seeing things, and we are. We're seeing things like American tree sparrows not coming down to Texas much anymore. I don't think they're rare. They just don't need to come all the way south for probably maybe climate change. Maybe it's not so cold up north. They don't need to come down. That's the beauty of the Christmas bird count. You can look at it continentally and see where the changes are in the bird life.
Tomorrow, how the Christmas bird count works. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.